Welcome back to the podcast, Heirs of Horror. I'm Chelsea.
And I am Jeff.
And we are bringing you an April Fool's Day special.
Called April Fool's Day.
Yeah. It's the April Fool's Day from 1986.
The year of Jeff.
Yeah.
Year of the Tiger. This is not a joke. We just watched this movie and I've already forgotten most of it.
So I actually liked this movie. I didn't think I was going to at the beginning. But as the story progressed, I actually liked it. It's very Clue-esque. You know, it's like that murder mystery sort of vibe.
A whodunit. A real whodunit.
Yeah, a whodunit. And I just liked it. It was entertaining. I didn't think I was going to, but it surprised me.
Suspenseful?
Not so much.
Thriller?
I mean, yeah, like I was curious as to who was the killer and what was going on.
Okay.
So,
yeah. It was a stretch to classify it as a horror to me.
I mean, there was definitely killings that happened throughout. So,
kinda. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like you saw them die and you saw like the gore and stuff. It's a horror.
I guess it's a horror based on a technicality, right?
I mean, I think it classifies as a horror.
I don't know. I just didn't feel this movie.
All right. Well, I'll take us back in time to March 27th, 1986. That's when that was released.
Well,
when
they
it
got
was
the
released.
Timing right just before April Fool's Day. That was smart of them.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
That doesn't happen with every movie.
Glad it didn't come out in September.
Yeah, like, let's release Halloween in July. You know what I mean? That's not going to go very well.
No. So it was directed by Fred Walton. Top Gun was the number one movie this year.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. And then sadly, this was the year that the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster happened and the Chernobyl disaster.
That's not a great year.
No. So, but you
were
born.
What were people thinking bringing children into this world, right?
I don't know. But you were born, so that made it better.
Well, and I actually happened in 85 to come out early 86.
Oh, jeez.
So things change. A lot can change in 9 months. I get it.
So there were two disasters, but we also got Lady Gaga and Robert Pattinson. So, I mean, you know,
and
you win some, you lose some.
And Jeff Wilson.
Right, exactly.
Just sitting here with no shirt on.
So almost as important. Maybe even more important.
It's up there.
Yes. So the movie starts out with a group filming before their trip. They're all hanging out.
There was five of them.
Yeah.
To be specific.
Yeah. They're joking around, they're talking, they're basically setting us up for a weekend full of April Fool's Day jokes. Like, you can tell that that's the vibe. And they're
super corny.
Yeah, it really is. And they're all going over to this island.
Via a boat, a ferry boat.
Yeah, and their friend from college is like old money. And her family owns this property on this island. So she's hosting a fun weekend getaway for them.
And I could not place, usually I can place things geographically. I had no idea where they were at geographically. I did pick out Connecticut based on a license plate.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, this is foreign to me, like taking a boat to a private island, essentially not recognizable. So,
yeah.
There was also comments how they were getting the last ferry before the weekend. I found it very odd that the ferry wasn't going to run through the weekend.
Right. Yeah, it seemed
didn't
weird.
Make sense.
Yeah. And then we saw this scene, which honestly, I'm not really sure how this comes into play.
It doesn't.
There's this girl. She's playing with the Jack in the Box.
Much younger.
Yeah. It ends up being a creepy monster.
We don't see it open.
I think that this, yeah, it pops open. And
doesn't
it's a
pop
creep-
open until the end of the movie.
No, it pops open in this scene and it's a creepy monster. At the end, it's a Jack in the Box. But no, I think that this is Muffy. I'm pretty sure. And I think that this
Muffy, the rich girl.
Yeah.
Oh, no, for sure it is Muffy.
And it's her playing on
like on her birthday or something.
Yeah, because it's a party and you see adults outside having like food or whatever. So yeah, I don't really know. It didn't explain this part at all. But anyways, then we flash back to the group going on the ferry.
Have you ever seen Back to the Future?
No, I have not.
Oh. Well, this won't make much sense then, but the guy that plays Biff in Back to the Future is in this movie, so...
Oh.
It's always fun to recognize someone.
I'm sure other people have seen
Back to the Future. He's the only one I recognize as far as the actors go.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't recognize any of them. I looked him up to see, and I don't think that they really played in anything.
Yeah. So they get on this ferry, and they're having small talk, cracking jokes. Well, who was tanning? Which girl got out and started tanning? Seemed odd on like a stack of pallets. I have Muffy tanning, but I didn't think Muffy was on this boat.
No, it wasn't Muffy. It was Nikki.
So I found it very odd that Nikki decided to lay out and tan on these pallets. Like, how long is this ferry boat ride?
I know. The ferry ride, it seemed like it was like 10 minutes. It wasn't that far. Like, you could see the island across the way. It wasn't that far.
Yeah, I don't know if you could. I honestly don't know.
You could. I mean, we saw it. Like, we saw them and with the island in the background across the river. It wasn't that far. So, I don't know. It was very strange. But she's tanning. You know, she's got to get her tan on. So.
Then Hal is, like, hitting on her.
Yeah.
Flirting with her.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're all just doing, like, stupid April Fool's Day jokes. And I'm sorry. I just have to say, I'm not an April Fool's Day kind of person. I don't like practical jokes or, like, stupid jokes like that. Like, I just, like, pranks and stuff I'm not a fan of. So, and this is kind of why I didn't think I was going to like this movie. Because I was like, it's just not my, like, it's not my sort of humor. I'm more dry or sarcastic, not with, like, the pranks, you know? So these jokes were kind of annoying to me at first.
It's little stuff, harmless stuff. And then they get close to the dock on the island. And the two guys are messing around. And one stabs the other.
Well, he throws the knife at the other. And it ends up sticking in his stomach.
And he goes overboard, yeah?
Yeah, he falls off the ferry. And another guy jumps in to save him.
One of the ferry boat operators, one of the hands.
Yeah. But it turns out it was just an April Fool's Day joke. So the guy that jumped in to help decides to stay in the water to tie the boat to the dock. But then he ends up getting squished by the boat and the dock, like in between the boat and the dock. And he ends up getting rushed off to the mainland.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
I found this very...
annoying?
Coincidental.
Okay.
He stays in the water. One, if you're a boat captain, you would not maneuver close to a dock with somebody in the water.
No, absolutely not.
That's a big red flag.
Yeah.
Right? So something's up. Two, the sheriff just so happens to be in his boat nearby, like within earshot of this, and motors over and lets the ferry captain shuttle his deckhand in his boat, the sheriff's boat, off to the mainland. And the sheriff just hangs out behind? Like, what?
What's going on with that? No, the ferry captain stayed there.
Did he?
Yeah. It was the sheriff.
I thought they swapped.
No, he
just... Did all three of them go?
No, he just... The ferry captain just threw the guy into the boat, and then the sheriff hauled off across the water.
Okay.
But then the ferry captain is just sitting there, and he's mad, and he's blaming everyone in the group. Clearly, these two people don't know how to operate a boat, because any good captain would not motor towards the dock with someone in between the dock and the boat. Like, it's common boating sense.
So it had me wondering what was up with this captain.
Did he
kill the captain and steal a boat? Like, what's going on?
So I just thought that the captain was stupid. I mean, we are boaters. We've seen a lot of other boaters, and sometimes they're not great, you know? So... I was just thinking, oh, this guy really has no fucking clue what he's doing.
Should not be employed to move people across water.
Yeah. Yep. So now they're at the house and the girls are all in the kitchen. They're talking about sex.
Well, they're reading Cosmo questions.
Yeah. And the guys are just off exploring the property. And the property is really cool. Next, they have dinner And they're all talking about their future plans now that they're graduating. They're just...
Yeah, but what kind of dinner were they having? Let's talk about that.
Okay.
You go to this private island with this old money girl in her family's house.
Yeah.
What would you expect for dinner? Maybe some pasta?
Lobster.
Surf and turf. Something like that. Do you remember what they had?
Hot dogs.
Yeah. Franks and beans, to be specific.
Yeah.
Hot dogs and beans.
Yeah.
On, I think, paper plates. How disappointing is that?
Well, just because she's old money doesn't mean she knows how to cook. Normally, old money, I feel like you have...
She's old money, new kitchen, or old money, no kitchen.
Well, normally, if you're old money, you've got, like, a cook. You've
Here's
got help.
I know how to cook, guys. I can't kill you if I don't heat these up properly. Yeah. It's rolled bologna and canned beans.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
So, after... The hot dogs, they...
they toast. Friendship toast.
Yeah, they have some drinks and they're hanging out and talking and stuff.
Getting
but
giggly,
then,
making jokes.
So they call it a night. They all head to their rooms. And they all find different things in their room that's like a bad part of their past. Like, someone finds reports of a bunch of dead people, like they had gotten into an accident and killed someone or killed people. There was some drugs in a cupboard. There's like bondage, and then there's a baby crying on a recording. So maybe something like gave your baby up for adoption or an abortion. I don't know.
Hal's cigar explodes. Like there's a firecracker in it.
Yeah. So clearly Muffy knows about their past and she's setting them up or like placing these objects in the room, which I didn't really like. Okay. You know, aside from everything else, the drugs, if you have someone that has an addiction, you shouldn't put the drugs in their room. That could make them relapse. Like that seems really detrimental.
But I mean, it's just a joke.
Yeah. Funny.
Just take the joke.
Ruins their life. Hilarious.
Ha ha.
Yeah. So then we see Skip and he goes out to the dock and someone kills him. We can't see who. It's dark.
Yeah. Skip, did he come across as a loner to you? He wasn't shacked up with anybody.
No, I don't think he didn't have a girlfriend or anything. And then the next morning... Muffy is acting real weird.
Before the next morning, night, there was a scene, and I can't remember their names. They turn off a light, the other light would turn on, he'd turn off that light, and then another light would turn on. And then they got all the lights turned off, and then some cat eyes started glowing.
Oh, yeah. That was the couple.
Like on a clock.
That was Kit and Rob.
Kit and Rob.
Yeah.
Who was the other couple? Do you remember? I'm quizzing you because the other couple was doing some funky... shit.
They
were in their room.
They weren't officially a couple,
but they were doing some pretzel-like stuff. I don't know how else to describe that.
Yeah, that was Nikki, and I actually don't remember which guy it was because she kind of goes back and forth between two.
Yeah, Nikki and No Name is like
she was hitting on one or like kind of like flirting with one and leading him along, but then she was like screwing the other one.
They were doing like some contortionist stuff.
Yeah. It was very weird.
It didn't
look like the important parts would connect.
Didn't look enjoyable.
No.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So.
Almost demonic.
I think Harvey is the one that she was like flirting with.
Oh, Harvey, or he calls himself Hal, was the one flirting with her on the ferry. Yeah.
But then the
She's
other.
She's not giving him a time.
Right. And then I think it might be Art. That was the one that she was messing around with. I don't know. There was like several people and I couldn't keep all of the guys straight. The girls, I could tell apart, but the guys, they all kind of just blurred together.
I understand how that is.
Yeah. So anyways, the next morning, Muffy is acting really weird.
Well, she's not a morning person. She says clearly she's not a morning person.
Yeah. And then no one can find Skip. And they're all kind of looking for him. And Kit and her boyfriend are down in the boathouse making out.
Well, because Kit had to go for a swim.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
No.
Her boyfriend had to go for a swim. So then Kit is a little firecracker. She just wants him all the time.
Yeah.
And so they go into the boathouse to get freaky.
Yeah, and as they're making out, she's laying on her back, and he's on top of her. But somehow, she sees through the floorboards while they're kissing Skip's dead body floating. Which, it was so bizarre, because she just kind of like you would think you'd be looking up. She somehow had her head turned enough to where she could see underneath her.
It was kind of funny, almost like this is an April Fool's Day movie. Yeah. It was just kind of entertaining.
Yeah. So
some of these things happened.
Yeah, Skip was definitely floating beneath them, and he definitely looked dead. So they start freaking out. They don't know if it's a joke or not. They don't know if he's like screwing around with them. What? So the girl that had the recording of the baby in her closet confronts Muffy about what she found and the baby crying. And so they kind of like get into a little argument. And now everyone is panicking because no one can find Skip. They have no idea what's going on. Kit and her boyfriend had reported back that they think that he's dead. So people are full on panicked now. They're all dispersing looking for Skip. And then Art gets trapped in a tree out looking for him. There's like a, what is that like where it grabs Art. Your foot and
so
pulls
Art
you
is
up.
The one that plays Biff in Back to the Future. And it was like a noose, like a trap. Picked him up by the ankle, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a snake right there too.
Yeah. So
trying to bite at him.
Right. And that could have been a poisonous snake. We don't
know. Yeah,
really
I thought
know.
He was gonna die.
Yeah. And so they decide to try calling the cops, but they don't get through, which is bizarre. Also, the water's out. So
power, water.
Well, I don't think the power. It's just the water. They said Muffy was like, oh yeah, sometimes the water goes out. We might not have it for a few days. Okay.
Luckily, there's a well.
Aren't you wealthy? Like, how do you not have water?
Yeah, they're wealthy. They have a well full
yeah,
of water.
Yeah, so, like, they actually have to go out to the well and get the little bucket to collect water. So, Nikki and Harvey decide to go collect water from the well. They drop the bucket.
Of course.
Then drop the flashlight. So Vicky has to climb down into the well. And there's like this little ladder, you know, like little brackets.
Metal rungs
yeah.
in a stone wall.
And so she climbs all the way down and she finds a few dead bodies floating around.
Well, she finds two heads that are male and one female body.
Yeah.
To be specific. So things are adding up quickly.
Yeah. And so then she starts to try to climb back up, but and then like the rungs just keep pulling off and she's freaking out. So Harvey also goes down and he helps get her out. So now they're back in the house. Everyone is freaked out. And one of them was like, hey, where's the guns? We want to get the guns for protection. And Muffy says that they don't keep guns in their house. And I just have a question. What old money doesn't have guns?
Right. Not accurate.
In their country home. Like, come on. Well, you know that they're shooting clay pigeons.
Knowing how this movie ends, it is smart not to bring guns into play.
That's true. That is true. Yes. But it's just, I'm like, that's not accurate at all.
At some point, don't they get a hold of the county constable via radio or something?
Yeah. So they do. This time they call the mainland, and because they were kind of suspicious, they were thinking that maybe it was the guy, the ferryman or the captain that was killing people like out of revenge for hurting his. Well, I kind of feel like, well, I think they're related to
lover,
it seems like.
Cousin, lover,
I think
whatever.
Maybe like a son or nephew or something.
Possibly.
But anyways, they find out that, nope, he's been on the mainland this whole time in the hospital. So it's not him. So now they're like, well, who the hell is killing us? So the mainland said that they're going to send someone out to collect them.
Yeah, it's the constable, the county constable.
Yeah.
AKA sheriff. We'll call him sheriff.
Right, yeah. So Kit goes into a room and she sees a picture of two kids that look like twins. So this is when you
Muffy
start to
has
think.
A twin.
Muffy must have a twin.
An evil twin.
An evil twin, yep.
Also, they talked about how it's getting dark and they should all stay together.
Yeah.
And literally within minutes, they're all split up again.
Well, yeah. So first they start talking about all of the weird stuff that they found in their room. And then they start talking about how it's possible that it might be Muffy. Since she's been acting weird, she clearly placed all of these things in their room. And then she walks in, she overhears them, and they can all tell that she heard what they were talking about. So then she goes upstairs, and then they all just separate. Even though that was the one thing that the constable had said, just stay together. Nope, they all separate.
So what happens when you don't follow the rules, you die.
Yeah, like every true horror film, just separate. I'll be right back.
I love the music during this scene too. It was kind of give me X-Files vibes.
I don't remember the music.
Just think X-Files.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Okay. So Nikki finds Chaz. Chaz is the one that she was sleeping with. That was his name.
Mm.
She finds him, like they're up in their room or her room, and she walks back in and his penis is cut off.
What?
I mean, it's, we don't see it, but we see his, like, where
a
his penis
spot.
Would be. All bloody. His
oh,
pants
that
are all bloody.
I couldn't understand my note. It says Pepe. He has shorthand.
Pepe.
That makes sense, though, yeah. And he's got a mask on?
I like how you don't even remember. Yeah.
Chelsea, I barely remember this movie. It's so memorable. I barely remember it already.
Okay, well, this is also when we get a first-person view of the killer walking in and they're looking at Nikki. She's bent over the bed trying to figure out what's going on with Chaz's Pepe.
How is she bent over? Can you describe it to me?
she's just standing there looking and the killer sneaks in behind.
It's not in an erotic way. She's
no.
just investigating the
no,
missing Pepe.
No, she's like, holy shit, there's blood all over.
Where is the Pepe?
What's going on? Yeah, so then we see Rob and Kit, and they're walking around in the attic. Rob tells
Beware
her...
Beware of the Muffy.
But seriously, he tells her that the constable told him not to trust Muffy.
Also,
dun, dun, dun.
They were in the attic because they were getting to high ground. I'm air quoting, high ground.
So they could
look
see.
For a flare. Because the constable is going to send a flare off when he's at the dock. Flares go very high. You could see it from anywhere. Yeah. You could see it from the basement, probably, if there's a window.
Yeah. Like, if you can see the sky, you can see the flare. You don't need to see, like, down into the water.
True. But it is important for us that they went to the attic because they find all the Barbie dolls.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all positioned, especially the people that have already died in the way they died. Yes. And ones that haven't died yet, they're positioned in the way she wants them to die. So we are fairly confident these two think Muffy's the killer.
Yeah, and they kind of panic. They run. And they start running through the house, and they start finding all of the dead bodies. It's like the true slasher.
They split up, too, on their way out. Like, she doesn't even make it outside.
Not at first, though. At first, when they're finding all the dead bodies, they're together. But, yeah, they do split up. But it's like that true slasher scene where all the dead bodies just start falling
out. Oh, they just all appear. Classic Halloween, yeah. The couple's dead in bed together.
Yeah.
Hal is hanging.
Yeah.
And then, was it Art just runs out to the dock? Like, he gets out of the house.
Rob.
He's like, Rob.
Yeah, he just runs.
Gets out. And she doesn't.
Well, she... No, they do. They run. Actually, they don't split up. They stay together because they go down and that's when they find the papers saying that Muffy was institutionalized for the past 3 years. And then they realize that's not possible because she was actually in college with them.
Yeah, she was ambassador.
Yeah. So how? And then they're like, and then that's when Kit's like, oh, wait, I saw this picture with two little kids that looked identical. Maybe.
She must have a twin.
So then they realize, okay, Muffy has a twin. Muffy's not killing us. It's the twin.
Either way, somebody's killing us. We got to get out of here.
Yeah. So
where are the keys to this boat?
Yeah, they've got this little boat, which, hello, they've had this boat this whole time. Why didn't they just escape on that?
No, the flare went off. It's supposed to be the constable, but they never crossed paths with him.
Oh, he's gone. The flare
went off, so they think he went to the house.
Okay, I was thinking that this boat had just been sitting here this whole time, and I'm like, duh.
Well, no, until we talked about where the ferry boat operator went, I thought the ferry was left there the whole time.
Yeah.
I was like, why didn't just somebody could figure out the ferry boat? Like, do I chance wrecking the boat or dying on this island? Well, I'm going to try the boat.
Also, let's just reassess this for a second. It's old money. You can't tell me that they don't have multiple boats in a boathouse.
Well, they had a boathouse.
Yeah, but it's not like a boathouse where the boat would live. You know what I mean? Like an actual, like a boat garage.
I know what you're saying.
Where are their expensive boats?
Mainland.
Dumb.
Either way, so they have to go back to the house to find the keys.
Yeah. And they find a blood trail under the house. So they figure out Muffy has a twin sister named Buffy. And then
Muffy and Buffy.
Buffy shows up and Kit and Buffy have a standoff. Well, Rob gets locked in the pantry, and then Kit and Buffy... I think he was
looking for the keys hanging in there.
Yeah. And then, you know, Kit and Buffy are having the standoff. They're kind of like fighting. Well, not really. They're like... It's like they're kind of like walking around each other in circles.
It's like they're playing tag, but with knives.
Yeah, like they're playing dodging chase.
Each other.
Yeah. They don't actually do any fighting, but they're running around. And yeah, Buffy has a knife, and then she does end up pushing Kit. Kit falls back into this room, and what do you know?
What do you know?
Everyone
just sitting
from
there.
From the group, just sitting there.
Not don't look up at her. They're just like,
they're all alive.
Doing their thing.
Yeah.
Waiting for it all to play out, because they're bored.
They're bored.
I mean, once you're dead this weekend, you can't be seen.
You're done. Yeah.
Can't do anything.
They're just reading, drinking, whatever. Turns out it was all just a big April Fool's Day joke.
Big Muffy joke.
They weren't all in on it, but as soon as they would like pretend to die or whatever, that's when they got clued in. Then Muffy would be like, you're dead, and this is what's going on. So she is getting the house.
Well, let me back you up here. So Muffy's family's in threat of losing this house.
Yeah.
For reasons I don't remember.
It was like in her trust fund or whatever. Yeah,
she just, and it just didn't make sense to keep it.
Yeah.
Unless it made money for her. And so she had this plan or this idea to create a bed and breakfast that was like a drama-based murder whodunit.
Like a murder mystery
bed and dinner. Breakfast.
But yeah, like a whole weekend.
To help save
Which
the house.
Which is actually really cool. I would like to sign up for this. This would be such a fun idea.
Do they exist?
I don't know.
Already.
Let's find
if
one.
If you know of one, send me a comment.
Let us know and we will go.
We'll go and review it.
Yeah. But yeah, so she's going to have this house turned into a bed and breakfast that hosts murder mysteries. Granted, she does point out everyone would know and they'd be willing participants, but she had to test it out. So she called her friends in and didn't tell them what was going on, but the captain and everyone, like everyone that got hurt, it was all a joke. No one actually got hurt this weekend.
Yeah, the kid in the water didn't even get hurt.
Yeah. And the kid in the water, actually, wasn't he the one that was like a costume?
The makeup artist?
Yeah.
That or a cousin?
He had props. Oh, it was the cousin.
She had a cousin involved in this too.
He had props, so all the dead bodies were just props.
Well, in the heads, and she knew who was coming so he could design things to look like them.
Yeah. And they all pop champagne. They start laughing and having fun.
It's a party.
Yeah. The end. And so then we get a final scene with Muffy. She's in her room and there's a Jack in the Box sitting on her bed. So she pops the Jack in the Box. It pops up. It's not the monster from the beginning. It's just a Jack in the Box. And it's then she sits down on the bed and someone p- pops up behind her, slits her throat, and she grabs it and starts panicking, and then she realizes, nope, that was a joke too.
April Fool's Day again. Now the battle's over. Completely over.
I will say,
I have two more words in my notes.
Okay.
Do you want to guess? They both start with the word D. You want to guess what they're? You want to play that game?
No. Okay.
First one's dumb.
Oh.
And the second one's dated.
Okay.
So I don't have many more words.
It was
for this
dated. Movie. It was dumb. I will agree with both of those. However, I did like it. I know that, like, you know, pretty, like, maybe halfway through it, you were like, so is everyone in on this joke? Or is it just like you were speculating?
Like, who are we setting up?
And
who
I
is
was
this
like,
for?
You know what, though? I feel like it might be like the boy that cried wolf. Like, everyone thinks it's a joke, but it's actually not a joke. Turns out you were right. I was wrong. Yeah, you heard it here first, folks. Jeff was right. He called the twist.
I think that's the second time.
Like always.
You've said that on air.
You know, you do call the twists a lot. So when a movie stumps you, or
when
like
you're twisted,
when a movie fools you, it's, you know that the twist is pretty good because you do see them coming.
When you're a twisted person, Chelsea, you can see the twist that much easier.
Yeah. So do you want to get into the ratings?
Yeah, I know. Overall, you liked it. Overall, I did not like it.
Yeah.
So let's rate it.
So I'm going to give the storyline a 1. I actually do think this was in the mid-80s. It was a pretty interesting storyline. I feel like it was original. And also, you know me, I'm a sucker for holiday horrors that play into the holiday. And this obviously played into the fucking holiday. So, 1.
Well, happy April Fool's Day. I'm going to give it a 0.25.
Just kidding. I'm going to give it a 0.
It's not a 0. It's not mindless, meaningless. There was a storyline. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad idea for bed and breakfast, but it was a little too cheesy and a little too dated for me.
Yeah.
So 0.25.
Yeah. And the ending, I'm going to give it a 0.5 because you do know, like, there's going to be an April Fool's Day aspect in it. Even if you didn't guess that was going to happen, it's going to tie into April Fool's Day somehow. So I feel like you can't really be too crazy with the ending. It's getting a 0.5.
April Fool's Day, it's got to stay lighthearted.
Yeah.
No one actually dies. So
yeah.
0.25. Okay. Like, it's not great. Like, it would have been better. I'd have scored it higher if they ended on the party. The bookworm girl coming out and fake slicing her neck just dropped it 0.25.
Yeah.
It's like, we get it.
Yeah.
It's April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
So for jump scare and for lingering scare, I'm going to give it a 0. It's not scary at all.
I can tell you jump scare, yes, no, 0. Lingering, I'm going to give it a 0.25 because I was thinking about buying an island. But just the thought of having old money house on an island, kind of scary now.
Yeah.
A lot of things can go wrong, especially if you don't have a boat and you own an island. No way to get off the island.
Well, if you own an island, you need to own a boat. Like, if
right,
you can afford
didn't.
An island, you can
you,
afford a
boat. You might be broke
boat.
After that. So 0.75 total for me.
Yeah. 0.75.
On this April 1st.
I gave it a 1.5. I think that was a fair score. It was good enough. Like, it was cheesy. You're getting what you asked for. It's an April Fool's Day movie. So it's not a great score, but
it was
like
Vermont Cheddar in Connecticut. Yeah, okay. It was not that good.
It was fine. It was what it was. But
that's definitely what I would call a one and done.
Yeah, I don't feel the need to watch it again. We know the twist, you know?
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. There could be a sequel. If there was a sequel.
There's a remake, and we'll probably watch that next year.
Well, let me tell you, I hope the remake is a Boy Who Cried Wolf scenario where people actually die.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
Well, maybe.
I am perfectly fine waiting a whole year to see that, too.
So I will have to say that this movie is not better than House on Haunted Hill. I still love House on Haunted Hill. So it's going to stay the winner for me. What about you? Do you think it's worse than VHS 94?
No.
Didn't think so.
No. That is the new low. I do not challenge you to find a lower movie. Please do not find a lower movie.
You're scared because you think I might be able
to. We don't need to waste my life. I feel like my IQ went down watching that movie.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow we will be releasing our first of our Battle of the Slashers, and it's A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Stay tuned.
Part one. Yeah.
Get your ears ready for the battle.
I know. I'm so excited for this.
Battle of the month.
I can't wait for the battle. We've got criteria for the battle. We know how we're grading it.
You know, it's going to be really hard to beat the OG.
I mean, they're both Wes Craven films, too. Yeah. They're both Wes Craven franchises. So.
I'm going for Freddy.
Well, I know you are, but I know that Ghostface is going to win, so I'm sorry.
We'll see.
We will see.
I have some arguments. I'm going to keep them in my sleeve here.
All right.
I got some ideas, so good luck.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Tune in tomorrow.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the episode. Please follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Eras of Horror. If you like listening to us, check out our other podcasts, The Lost Eras and Down to Pod. And don't forget to rate and review.